Reading and Listening, a project on screen addiction. Normally on Thursday evenings, Anna has a German class in a language school. Dino goes to music school. Eva does aerobics, and Lovro plays handball. But this Thursday, everything is different. They are working on their project today. The topic is screen addiction among school children. They are exploring the topics now. At this moment, Anna is in the library. She is looking for some literature on addictions in general, and she offered to write the introduction herself. Dino is talking to the school psychologist about the problem, and Eva is talking to her classmates to find out how much time they spend in front of screens, phone, tablet, computer, or TV. She also wants to find out if they have any other interests, like books, sports, etc. Lovro is at home. He fell off his bike 2 days ago and hurt himself, but he is helping with the project anyway. Right now he is surfing the internet looking for more information on screen addiction. Parents often worry about how much screen time is too much, but new research shows that this may be the wrong question. It's more important how children use the electronic devices and not how much time they spend on them. What matters most is whether screen use causes problems in other areas of life. If children have no other interests, if that is the only activity that brings them joy, and they even bring their phones to the dinner table, then it can cause serious problems. Parents should also set a good example for their children, as sometimes they seem to have a similar problem with devices. They also spend too much time in front of screens.